Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk to Ryan Spence about Midwestern State women's soccer. The hottest thing on campus right now is the Midwestern State women's soccer team. They continue to roll. The unbeaten streak continues as they're coming off a 3-0 win over Angelo State. That's 11 games unbeaten now in a row. At home, it was 2 years ago today, the last time you lost a home game.
It's good. Stain Park's been good to us the last couple of years. So, I think the girls, it's just they warm up better. It's been good. It gives them a bit of consistency, which I think my girls, this team specifically, needs. They like the consistency. They like the balance. They like just the steadiness of everything. So it's been a good little run.
Just as an outsider kind of observing your team, it seems like you're getting better as the season goes on, and that's what every head coach wants. Is that the way you see it?
We're playing to our strengths. I think we're understanding what we're good at, and just if you can put that out on the field for a bigger percentage of the time, you're gonna wear teams down.
It seems like you've got players who kind of understand their role and have taken to their roles and are playing well in those roles.
Yeah, if you look at stats, you look at goals and assists, it's so spread out. That's at the end of the day, that's what you'd want. You don't necessarily want one person scoring all the goals, because then teams can start kind of isolating and stuff. And then if that person's not getting their goals, that other people are looking at each other like, oh, where are they going to come from if they're not? So, all three of our midfielders are scoring decent goals. Wide players are doing well. The girls getting in, battling for set pieces, and they're they're doing the little things we need them. The simple things are doing it really good, and then it just makes it easier for the other stuff behind it.
Yeah, just to give you what Brian's talking about, Marlena Mirabolt's got 6 goals. Nixley Munoz has 5. Lilia Bessenden has 5, and then you've got 3 other players: Madison Brinkley, Alanisa Salinas, and Abby Lee, who have all scored 2 goals. Mabel Pruder scored a goal. Jimenez Rodriguez has scored a goal. Pruder's got 5 assists. Rodriguez has got a couple of assists. 3 assists for Morgan Countryman. 3 assists for Sloan Sullivan. Everybody's contributing.
Yeah, that's what we – I really do think the deeper teams will make deeper runs in the women's side of the Lone Star Conference. It's not always, for me, not always about who the best player on the field is. This is what teams got the depth to kind of wear teams down.
So let's go back and kind of review what happened the past week. You went to San Antonio, got a draw with St. Mary's. How did that game unfold?
Had chances to win, had chances to lose, of course. But, we give ourselves enough chances to kind of put teams away a little bit early. But don't. And then, again, it's always a little bit tough on the road. Especially with our kind of the way we play, teams can kind of get geared up to play against that one style. Maybe once it's easy, just kind of like we talk about on the men's side too. It's teams can just rear up to not have the ball, and that's what some teams can do that on the day. Whether they can concede possession or, like for us, they fight for air balls, and then maybe they nullify that from us. Where do we get that second wave of attack from?
And then you came home and really handled Angelo State pretty nicely. It's just amazing to me how few chances you're giving opponents, particularly at home.
Yeah, I think that's we talk about with the girls, it's the team aspect of it. The forwards, if you don't have the ball, you're a defender. Wingers, you're a defender. And just being a bit proactive, being good on the press, just be for me, that's a mindset thing the girls are doing really well with. They want to smother teams. They want to suffocate teams. If they have a run of play, just take it away as fast as you can, and just defenders be ready for the long ball when it comes, because if you press, you got to be ready for the flip side of handling the long balls, and this team's really done really pretty well at it. So Saturday was just a good balanced victory, scored on a couple dead balls, and then defensively just try to put enough pressure on people to fold.
Seemed like you played a full 90 minutes too. I'm sure as a coach you can dissect it and tell me, no, there's a 5-minute stretch here, 7-minute stretch here, but it looked like you played a really complete game.
Yeah, the subs came off the bench and did well. Girls that played bigger minutes, they didn't make a whole bunch of mistakes, and if they did, they made it higher up the field, so it didn't hurt us, and they have time to fix things. The girls, I think we told you a little bit on the post game. I think it was probably one of the better 90 minutes we've had in a long time. So, I think the girls are pretty happy with it.
So this is the week where you don't have a midweek match, so you won't play again until Saturday when you play UT Tyler at Stang Park. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Because you don't have a midweek match, does your preparation change?
You just give them maybe a little bit more time off. Give them a time. You know, we're going to give them all day off on Wednesday, like it would be normal game day. It's relaxing, letting them kind of focus on grades and just kind of recover. I mean, I think it probably came at a good time because, again, like we said before, this stretch of three games with St. Mary's, Angelo, and Tyler, I know you're going to ask the next question, but going into this Tyler match, I mean, we're right there. I mean, it could easily be them or us ahead of each other in the region. So this game, I think, just kind of puts a bit of that, you know, you almost just switch spots regionally. So, again, St. Mary's was a big game. We talked about it. And then, of course, not getting the result on the road, which would have really, really, really set things forward. We had to come out on Saturday and do good because Angelo had just beaten Tyler and shut them out. And Tyler coming. Tyler's good. They're a good team. So it's gonna be a fight.
You mentioned Angelo had shut out Tyler. They had shut out five straight opponents, and yet you were able to score in the eighth minute of that game, I believe. How were you able to break through?
Again, we play a bit different. We're a little bit more forward. I'm not afraid to throw numbers forward and match up and force you to go long and then turn it into a bit of a battle. Teams know that's where they're going to have to be good against us. That is in the air, especially centrally. And it's not that we just have size. I mean, our two center backs aren't the biggest girls in the world, but they just know how to battle. Sloan out wide's done well, challenging balls and just being steady one-on-one defending. Lisi and Snyder and Avery Culver have done a good job splitting a bit of time there, just being back, giving us two totally different type players, but giving us the same mindset of be a bit progressive, put some pressure on people. So I think at times we can be very good. We can maybe be one of the best teams around for a good 10-minute spell, but can we stop the next 10 minutes being a bit the other way? That's kind of what we've been talking about, is just be as balanced as we can with regards to not having too many lows.
But it seems like that's where you're getting better as the season goes on. It seems like there's fewer and fewer of those lows.
I mean, as you go on, every team's going to create chances. Like, they're going to have a chance, whether it's a set piece or a through ball or something. Like, they're all going to do it. So I think that's kind of been the big thing we've tried to focus on, is don't have a long period of those lows. And they've done a good job doing it so far.
You talked about the importance of this UT Tyler game. When you just look at the standings, it's pretty obvious how important this game is.
Yeah, we're neck. I mean, we're right there. It's neck and neck. I mean, regionally, we're not much different. A lot of the same numbers, same categories. They're going to be in the mix late. I hope we're still going to be in the mix late. And now it's just kind of just get these. You know, we got four games left. They've got five, I believe. They play St. Mary's tomorrow, which is going to be a big game for them and St. Mary's, because they're both kind of fighting for that same spot, especially for conference standing for the tournament. So, and Tyler always plays good against us. The games are always physical. They're always a battle to the end. They're always a one-goal game, if not a tie. So, again, just coming out and being sharp and kind of getting a good fan base out 11 o'clock on Saturday, and it's the girls thrive on it.
Yeah, homecoming brunch at Stang Park should be fun. What type of team are we going to see out of UT Tyler?
Balanced. You know, they've ran, you know, 3-4s, probably a lot similar to us. You know, they want to try to move the ball on the ground, especially in the midfield. They do a good job. They've got Natalie Jones out wide. She's one of my favorite players in the conference. She gets it. She's got an engine on her. She goes at people. A little bit similar to Sinai Stewart when she came in with Angelo and Sloan and the outside backs. I thought they did a pretty good job. So can they double down on that and have another one? Because she's a good player. They got a good hold-up striker. Center mid is very creative. So it's going to be a battle.
What do you have to do? What do you think is the most important thing for Midwestern State in order to come away with the result you're looking for?
Just don't let them out on the big field. Can we condense the field as much as we can? Teams that have speedy players and creative players, they want open space to go. So can we squeeze that space defensively and just make it a bit tighter for us to where we can kind of play our game and get up forward?
We mentioned the unbeaten streak. Is that anything that you talk about? Do you feel pressure to extend that unbeaten streak?
No, because again, one bad 10 minutes, you could be down a couple goals, and then now you're fighting. So not so much. I mean, again, we only have 7 wins. When you look at it like on the negative side of things, out of 13 games, we only got 7 wins. I told Lynn yesterday, if you were to tell me we're 13 games in before the preseason, we're only going to have 7 wins, I'm like, oh no, that's not good. So like, what's happened to the other games? But yeah, I mean, we the girls know they still have so much to work for, and just to try to keep them grounded in the situation. And they've been pretty good. They're not getting too high and not getting too low. They're just hopefully matching my non-emotionalness and just keep things going.
Lubbock Christian and Dallas Baptist had a game that was not played because of inclement weather. How does that affect the standings? How does it affect Midwestern State, or does it?
I don't think it'll affect us so much. It'll be more, I've said to someone before, it's going to really, I think, hit the 4 and 5 through 9 and 10. I think that's a little bit more where it'll come in. But that's, I think, with the things when we have double headers, you can't let one game kick off so far ahead. So it's kind of it's just one of those things that just, it's going to happen. So it's, you just got to kind of control what you can control.
Well, looking forward to homecoming weekend and an 11 o'clock start at Stang Park against UT Tyler on Saturday, and looking forward to another MSU victory.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's soccer coach here at Midwestern State University, and you'll want to check him out. Saturday, 11 o'clock at Stang Park with UT Tyler visiting the Mustangs. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and bring your friends out to Stang Park Saturday morning. I'm Pete Stein. So long.